Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Year after year, the Penticton Vs of the BCHL continue to be one of the top teams in the country in producing future NHL talent. Now joining us is V's president, head coach, and general manager, Fred Harbinson, who's been with the team since 2007. Fred, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Given what's going on right now in the world, we always like to check in about where you are and how you're doing during this shutdown.
Well, just like everybody, getting a little stir crazy, but I'm kind of fortunate that with our office here, like, we have access to our office where our whole business staff and our coaching staff are working from home. We've kind of laid out what they need to do we had a meeting a couple weeks back and said, hey, this is what has to be done over the next month. And I guess because I am the head coach or the president, whatever you want to call it, I guess I am able to come in here once in a while and get out of my house, lock down in my office for the day. And we have a gym in here too. So it gets me a little more sane, I guess.
Yeah, I can understand that. Once in a while, everybody needs a bit of a break, and you got a good excuse now. We'll pretend this interview lasted an hour and a half, so you can stay as long as you like. Listen, you've had some great talent go through your system. The Penticton Vs are well known for creating some unbelievable talent. I want to ask you about Danny Waite, the son of former longtime NHLer Doug Waite. As an 18-year-old, he played at over a point per game pace with 60 points in 58 games a season. Also had 4 goals and 8 points in 5 playoff games before things shut down there. Tell me about this kid. How special is he?
Great kid. Just a treat to be around. Like, he, right from the time I first met him, when we tried to recruit him, and to the day he left here, he's a real passionate kid, excited to make the team better, make himself better. Like, every day he was coming in with, wanting to learn, and it was fun. Like, he was fun in practice. I think one of the big keys for our team, why we were so successful, why we had such a good team this year, we had so many guys that that every drill they wanted to do one more, compete against their teammates, and he was one of those guys that really was sort of the forefront of that.
He's already committed now to Boston College for next year. What do you think? How do you think he'll do in adjusting to D1 hockey?
I think he'll do great. Like, he can play both center and the wing. Very versatile that way. He can score goals. He scored some goals for us this year, but he's probably even more of a playmaker. Great vision on the ice, real good in tight. Sort of what I call a short game. He can make those little subtle passes in areas where you don't see it coming. And if he has another guy that can score with him, he's going to be dangerous.
In conversation with president, head coach, and general manager of the BCHL's Penticton Vs, Fred Harbinson. Fred, how do you explain not just the success, but the incredible consistency you guys have been able to put together on that franchise over the years?
I think, like anything, probably it starts at the top with our ownership. Graham Fraser, Sue Fraser, we've got a couple minority owners as well, but like, they're the main owners of this team. And at any level, it starts there, and they just, they allow me to hire the right people. They allow me to do my job. And then it's just kind of, it's kind of taken off from there. Like, we run this program like no different than a college program or a top CHL program with the infrastructure that we have. And we put a lot of emphasis into our development. So when we go out and recruit a player, we show, this is a full-time thing, right? From 9 to 5, they're here at the rink, and it's not that it's all business where they're not having fun. There's a lot of fun being had, but if they want to be a hockey player, this is a great environment for them to be in. And it's kind of taken off from there.
You're turning out the talent, though. You must spend a lot of time on the phone or in Zoom communicating with U.S. college coaches, because they keep coming back to you. You got a total of 16 players on the V's roster that have locked up NCAA D1 scholarships. Last season, you had 12 NCAA D1 scholarships. How much of your time is spent talking to coaches and selling your players to them? Do you send them video, or how do you communicate with them?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. Like, I've coached 25 years now, and either at the junior A or NCAA level. So, like, first off, the network, I guess, has been built over a long period of time. And so a lot of the guys in college are guys that I either played with or played against or coached against or whatever it is. And And so there's a trust factor there. And again, probably nowadays there's, you know, hockey TV is something, every one of our games is on there. So, you know, I always tell our players, like, you know, in the past when I was a college coach, you could, you know, maybe watch a player a couple times live a year. Well, now, and then you're going off just on what the coach is telling you. I tell our guys now that every one of their games is being watched. You know, if we're playing on a Wednesday night and they're committed to University of Minnesota or whatever, that coaching staff is watching, and or they're going to rewatch the game the next day, whatever it is. So there's a lot of different things that we do. We, you know, we send a newsletter out every month, sort of highlighting some of our players, but constantly, like, there's not a day that doesn't go by where that I, you know, I'm always in contact, and they're in contact with us asking about different players in our league. And since I've been here 13 years, they kind of, you know that, you know, I have a gauge on kind of what's happening in BC or maybe Western Canada, and the same when I'm asking about players all over the US.
I got to believe after years of being so successful this way, it's got to become easier now to recruit new talent for next year when your current talent gets moved on to NCAA.
I've always said your best recruiters are your players, and you know, they're going to tell, you know, when I'm not around, they're going to tell them the real deal on, you know, what I'm like as a coach or what the program's like or how things are run on a day-to-day basis and what it's like to play in Penticton. And so, yeah, they've been huge. On the flip side of that too, though, we feel that, you know, we've done a good job of recruiting some top level players here, which has allowed other players to see that and go, you know, we can't get them all. So it's up the game of teams in our league too. So I think from, you know, my 13 years here, from 13 years ago to now, I think the level of player that's coming to the BC Hockey League has definitely improved.
What kind of support are you getting locally?
I mean, you know what? It's such a unique situation we have here with the facility we have. And then we get over 3,000 people every night. Wow. You know, you have a town that's probably about 28,000 people in the wintertime at best. And so, you know, we're getting literally 31 to 4,000 people every night, anywhere in there. And that was the disappointing part about getting knocked out of the playoff. We were just getting ready to play Vernon, which is one of our biggest rivals that goes back into the 50s. And so, you know, a lot of times we get into that 4,000 mark, and it's just a neat atmosphere, neat, you know, situation, like very unique, we call it, because you look at the history and tradition of some of the players that have come through here that play in the National Hockey League and whatnot. Then you have a facility that's, you know, where it's a quality facility that, you know, the Vancouver Canucks use for their preseason tournament. And then you get that kind of fan base that, you know, we definitely, it all kind of comes together. And that's probably another reason why we get the talent that we do.
Fred, congratulations on your tremendous success. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk together at the start of next season as well.
You bet. Thanks for having me. And yeah, like you said, hopefully everybody stays safe in the country, do the right things, and hopefully we'll get out of this safe and ready to play hockey in the fall.
That was Penticton V's president, head coach, and general manager, Fred Harbinson. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.